while you're here, did you experience any kind of discrimination at all?
Define discrimination.
Towards Filipinos.
There was this one incident that, actually a couple of incidents. I'll mention just one though, because I tend to talk a lot. I used to work for an Italian restaurant, like I mentioned, it's Luigi. There, free advertising. And one time I came into work early, and one of his patrons was this, I don't want to say he's pompous ass, but, you know, I don't really know the guy that well, although he carries himself as such. He came into the store, and he was chopping it up with my boss, because he was also a store owner nearby. And I was taking a snack. I can't remember what I was eating, but I was sitting by the window, and he noticed me there, and he, I guess, knew that I was Filipino. And he walks up to me, and he says, oh, I just came from the Philippines. And actually, I was really, not really eavesdropping, but it was kind of not easy to just block it out. He was talking to my boss about his trip. He said, oh, yeah, I just came from the Philippines. And I go, oh, yeah, how was that? And he goes, I have never seen so many home-made shotguns before, like sawed-off shotguns before. And I said, so was it dangerous? And, you know, I was humoring him. And he goes, oh, no, I can hold my own. Yeah, I went over there and to pick up my wife. And I go, oh, did she go on vacation as well? He goes, oh, no, I bought her. And he looked at me in such a way that he was, like, sizing me up. And I just thought to myself, like, wow, you're just putting a price on my forehead right now. Like, I feel dirty right now, like, really naked right now. And I'm just sitting here minding my own business, and you're the one who walked up to me. How dare you? You know, that's what I was thinking. But I didn't say anything because I was at work, and I didn't want to start anything because, you know, I was an employee of that establishment. I didn't want to start stuff. And he sounded like a pompous ass, so I didn't want to just, you know, because he would have said something that I wouldn't have liked, and then I would have been sent home, and that's just not happy. So, in any case, basically, he kind of made me feel like a prostitute, because his wife was a mail order bride, which happens a lot in the Philippines. You know, like I said, it's a very poor country. People are trying to get out any means possible. So that was the one incident or one of them. I've had a couple, but nothing bad where it was violent or anything. Nothing overt that, like, people called me names or anything like that. Sometimes some kids would get curious and, like, ask me about a couple stereotypes, like, oh, is it true that Filipinos eat dog? And I'm like, well, some do. It's a poor country, so they're going to have to get by somehow. But not everybody does. I never have, you know, but some of the members of my family have. I'm not going to say I'll ever try it because I have dogs and I don't want to eat my pets, but, you know,